What's up, guys? Welcome to the Mr. Beast Podcast, Episode 11. I'm your host, Matthew. With me, as always, is fellow Mr. Beast aficionado, Dylan. What's up, Dylan?
It's me, Carl Jacobs, you guys. So today, we're doing a brand new challenge.
All right, so today we got for you another update about Mr. Beast Burger. The other day, Jimmy, aka Mr. Beast, announced the Dream Burger, which is like a cheeseburger with avocados on it, cause Dream is green to fuck. Jimmy Wild for this one, dude. I can't wait until I go to Mr. Beast Burger again, which I do every week with the boys. And we're gonna eat Dream Burgers and then go back to the crib and play Among Us and watch Carl Jacobs.
Sorry, guys. Don't know what came over me. Anyway, welcome to Broski Podcast, Episode 11. We already introduced ourselves. So a lot's been happening since the last episode.
You died.
Yeah, whoa! A lot of people probably already know this, but me and Dylan don't really talk to each other outside of Broskis like at all. So I haven't talked to Dylan aside from the Danganronpa streams in months, so,
yeah, not at
what's
all.
What's going on with you, bro?
Not once.
Okay, pussy. Someone tell this stupid ass Dylan it's really not that serious.
I've become obsessed with this video of a monkey with, like, a baby bottle. And he's drinking it, and then someone takes it away, and he starts screaming like a maniac, and had a Snapchat caption that said, "Someone tell this stupid-ass monkey it's really not that serious."
We'll just be chilling in a call, and he'll start watching it, and I'll hear through the mic, like, that's the sound the monkey's making.
I mean, we've really gotten into Witcher Bane 2 recently.
We've been playing it for this, I have to sneeze. But, like, I don't know if it's gonna come out, so that's why I sound weird. But, okay. We've been playing it for, like, 2 months or something. We've been playing it for a while, even before this episode.
We streamed a bit of it.
But we've been playing it a lot the past week. Like, I haven't been playing any other game, because I don't know. Like, I've been playing The World Ends With You, but we'll get into that later. But, like, when I'm with the boys, we just play Risk of Rain 2. And one time we were playing it, and there's this enemy called the Wandering Vagrant. If you've seen our streams playing it, then you know it's the big blue jellyfish. And when it gets to low health, it starts blowing up. So I was fighting it, and Dylan died, so he was just watching me. I was fighting it, and it started blowing up, and it, like, almost killed me. So I said, "Damn, someone tell this stupid-ass Wandering Vagrant it's really not that serious. And Dylan was kecking like a maniac. This dude's insane. But anyway.
I'm insane.
Anyway, so that's what's up with Dylan. He's laughing at a monkey video. Me, nothing much. I went to Connecticut for almost a month because I got surgery to fix some chronic pain issues that I've had my whole life.
Your poop surgery, we talk about it
sometimes. Yeah, the poop surgery, even though it has nothing to do with me pooping, like, at all. It still hurts to shit. It will always hurt to shit, which is awesome. But now it doesn't hurt to eat, so that's really good. So eating doesn't hurt.
Dude.
So they cut open like my abdomen. Below my titties, above my belly button, there's now a giant scar. It looks like someone's like stabbed me or something,
dude,
but it's badass.
It's just like you're an anime protagonist.
I know, right? Holy fucking shit, cool.
Is a scar ever gonna be like all big right there?
I have no idea. Well, we'll just have to see how it heals. If it's still gonna be there even when I'm fully healed, man, I ain't got no issues. That would kind of look cool as fuck,
We keep talking about how, like, quarantine is practically a time skip, and then it's gonna end soon, and you're gonna have a freaking scar, dude.
You know, neither of us have seen One Piece, but I'm sure you know, like, Luffy, after the time skip, he just has a giant scar on his chest.
Yeah.
I don't know how he gets it, but, like, come on, bro, that's me.
They don't want to explain it for, like, 200 episodes or something, too.
That's dope. But yeah, I'm just gonna have a giant scar on my abdomen, and people will be like, "Oh, yeah.
How did you get that scar?"
Well, you see, I was fighting Sasuke, and he used a Dragon Ball, and I'm done with this gag. Anyway, I went to Connecticut, stayed there for a month, did a lot of things in Connecticut. I consumed a lot of media in Connecticut that we're going to talk about. I brought my PS4 with me to Connecticut specifically to play Persona 5 Strikers.
Ooh, right, I forgot about that.
Well, we're probably gonna do a Broski's Discuss on that.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm not gonna really talk about that now, but I did play a shit ton while I was in the apartment. Because the first week, I was in the hospital, and in the hospital, I didn't do anything, like, at all. Like, I would just... Because I was mostly going in and out of sleep, because pain meds make you sleepy as fuck. I played a little bit of Persona 4, because I've been trying to get the Platinum Trophy on that for, like, the past 2 years. So I've been going through it, like, snail's pace. I played a little bit of Persona 4. I played, like, the first hour of Xenoblade 2, and I haven't touched it since.
Pyra boobs!
But that's about all I did in the hospital. But when I got out of the hospital, I had to stay in an apartment for, like, 2.5 weeks. And when I was in the apartment, first of all, what I did on the day I was going home, before I went to the hospital, when Sophie was at my house, my girlfriend visited me before I went to the hospital. When she was at my house, one night, my sleep schedule was completely fucked because she lives in Alaska, and, I don't.
She's, what, 4 hours behind?
Yeah, it's 4 hours behind.
We're both in the Eastern time, so yeah.
She has a normal sleep schedule, and then my sleep schedule is fucked. So when she came here, and, like, she would go to bed, and I would, of course, lay down next to her and stuff, but I just set my phone to the lowest brightness, and I looked at my phone, and I was bored as fuck. I didn't want to read, because I've been slowly reading through JoJo Part 2 for months and months, but since I've already seen the anime, it's a little boring. So I was telling the boys, like, what do? I can't listen to music or anything, I don't want to wake her up, I can't watch anything, I have to, like, read or something, so what should I do? And Dylan was like, you should read Chainsaw Man, because I read Chainsaw Man recently, and it was really good. And I was like, fine, I don't
really
want to...
Well, also, the reason I recommended it, because you keep... It's not often you read a manga you don't know the story to. Like, you've read Molestia Man and Masturbation Master Kurosawa. But, like, yeah, all the other manga you read are, like, you already know the story. You watch the anime or whatever. So you're not very motivated to go through the story because you always know. So I'm like, bro, just read Chainsaw Man, dude.
So
you'll
I've
go through it super fast.
I've brainwashed myself into not liking manga. But if I read a manga and I haven't already watched the anime... Turns out I really like manga, and sometimes I can read it even faster than Dylan. So I started reading Chainsaw Man, and I ended up finishing it the day I was going home from the hospital. And holy shit, that is like a 10 out of 10.
You had it faster than me, yeah.
It's like a strong 8 to a light 9 for most of it, I'd say. Maybe a middling 9. Really good. But the last 20 chapters
or so, dude.
I don't even want to spoil it, because y'all just need to go read it or wait until the anime drops, but you should probably just go read it. The last 20 chapters, come on, bro. Chainsaw Man goes off so fucking hard. That is such a good thing, and I'm very excited to watch the anime. Me and Dylan are going to watch the anime together, and we'll probably talk about it on the podcast. Yeah, that shit's going to go off. Probably going to be anime of the year when it drops. I have faith in it because it's being handled by MAPPA.
MAPPA's
a good studio.
Like, never miss it, dude.
Yeah, MAPPA's a great studio. So I have faith in the Chainsaw Man anime adaptation.
I do hope they adapt the entire manga so far instead of just like doing half of it. They probably won't. So you should probably just read the manga if you're interested, because you'll definitely get spoiled whenever the anime comes out.
I don't want them to do seasons. I think it would be cringe.
Yeah, I think they should just adapt the whole first part of Chainsaw Man.
I saw some people being like, when do you guys think the season one of Chainsaw Man is going to end? I think season one is going to end, at the Samurai Sword introduction. That shit's like volume 4. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't want three seasons, I want one part.
I know Chainsaw Man pacing is, like, fucking insane. It's a joke how insane the pacing in Chainsaw Man is. But Samurai Sword, first of all, that'd probably be too early to stop. And second of all, they should stop. They should just... It doesn't matter how many episodes it is. It could be a 40-episode anime. It doesn't matter. They should just adapt the whole thing.
Anyway. Well, I think Chainsaw Man is, like, unique in an aspect. Because, like, the what we have right now is part 1, and then part 2 coming soon. Like, JoJo,
JoJo
right?
reference?
They adapt them into parts, right? But sure, like, part 3 or whatever with two seasons or whatever.
Yeah, but that's because part 3 is long as fuck.
Yeah.
But then later they trashed that, because part 4 and part 5 of JoJo are like a non-normal amount of episodes for anime. I think they're both 39 episodes.
I really don't like the current age of anime where it always has to be like 12 or 24 episodes. So when I see an anime that like breaks that norm a bit, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, One Piece.
One Piece?
For real, they ain't no, it's not One Piece season 34. It's just One Piece episode 1000. That's badass. You can't tell me that's not badass. So
the
yeah,
thing of
Chainsaw
One Piece,
Man,
right? It
yeah.
So I kind of want to read One Piece, but also I don't want to. But I always hear like One Piece, I never hear anything bad about it. If someone has like read all of One Piece, they always say it's good. I have not met someone who like read a bunch of One Piece or watched a lot of it and they're like, this sucks. They always say it's good, and it always seems like it's peaking itself over and over and over again, which is just insane. How do you even do that?
I don't know, man. It does seem pretty cool. I read like the first 15 volumes or something when I was a little kid, and I really liked it when I was a little kid. So I have like base level knowledge of some of the stuff in One Piece. I like the characters. All the characters are really good. Like Sanji and Zoro. Yeah, come on, bro.
L-A-D-Y, Nami's not cha.
Usopp's doing his marksman thing. Sanji's cooking. Chopper's doctoring. I never got to see Chopper, but he's cute, I guess. I don't know.
I've heard once that the author for One Piece, like, you know, like, you always hear, like, oh, One Piece was supposed to end 10 years ago. I heard it was actually supposed to, but then since One Piece became, like, the biggest manga of all time, he's like, I'm just gonna explore every single idea I have, and that's why One Piece is still going on.
Yeah.
Which is respectable that he has, like, so many freaking good ideas. What? How do you even do that?
How the fuck One Piece gonna end, though? That's always what I'd be thinking about. It's thousands of chapters.
You
like,
saw
it's a,
with,
it's 1,000. How the fuck are you
Attack
gonna
on
end
Titan
it?
Recently. I heard, like, it's good all the way up to, like, the last chapter, and the last chapter is, like, bad.
Yeah, but even Attack on Titan is nowhere near as long as One Piece. If One Piece has a bad ending, it will be the most catastrophic event in anime manga history.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, One Piece could be straight fire until the last... That last chapter could end everything.
Yeah.
It's a good ending in anime, very important.
Yeah.
But also, that's... I think the other way around also sucks, because, like, some people really like Gold Age or something because, oh, it sucks until the last episode. The last episode and the ending's really good. No, frick off. That's not
it's unwatchable until the ending. Oh, cool. So I guess I won't watch it then.
Like, 20 episodes of nothing? Yeah, no. I'm not gonna watch Gold Age.
Like, yeah, School Days has a crazy-ass ending. I've seen it on YouTube, but I'm never gonna watch the whole-ass show, bro. Come on. You think I'm a sucker? You think I'm a bitch?
A little bit.
Recently, I watched Hellsing. I don't know. Did I mention this on the last episode? I don't think so.
The last episode was February. We skipped last month because of hiatus, surgery, blah, blah, blah.
But I watched Hellsing, and I thought the first half was boring as fuck. But the second half was really good. Like, really, really good. I really liked the second half of Hellsing.
Yeah, you feel the same with Wayne, right? You don't like the first half, but you like the second half.
I think I'm more okay with the first half of Wayne than I am with the first half of Hellsing.
Yeah,
I
you
just
really hated
not
the first
look.
Half of Hellsing. Like, you were telling us, like, this is horrible.
I thought the first half of Hellsing was fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. But the second half of Hellsing, like, the last five episodes all take place in, like, the same battle. So, they nailed that one battle. It was good. I don't know if I'd ever recommend it to someone, even though the second half's really good. But yeah, you know, Chainsaw Man and all that. After I read Chainsaw Man, I loved it so much. I went back to that manga's other work, Fire Punch, and I finished it in like 5 days, and I liked it even more than Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I'm still reading it. I've been on it for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I fucking love Fire Punch. It's not for everyone, but if you read Fire Punch and you liked it, then you'll... Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. Fire Punch is probably like a... If you like it, then you fucking love it, like I do. And if you don't like it, then you probably think it's dog shit. But I think Fire Punch is the second greatest manga I've ever read, only dethroned by Molester Man, which is just a little better. Molester Man is for everyone. Molester Man's dope.
Just yeah, I don't know if we ever
funny
talk.
Rom-com.
Did we ever talk about Mawetchi Man?
I feel like we did, but
I feel
maybe
like we
not.
Did. But if we haven't, it's a very good combi manga based off a real 2chan thread of a man who would mistaken as Mawetchi. It's very good. You should read it if you haven't.
The most off-putting thing about it is its name. That's
yeah.
But it's not. It's there's nothing bad about it. It's only named that because he's mistaken as a molester in the first chapter.
The guy in the 2chan thread needed name to disguise everyone, so he just called himself Molester Man.
Yeah. Because that's the whole crux of the story, is that he was mistaken as a molester in the first chapter. But that's a really beautiful and awesome manga. Funny as fuck. Great story. Very memorable. But yeah, Fire Punch is my second favorite manga of all time. It came out, it finished a couple years ago. Still holding out for an anime adaptation, though. There's hope.
Cope.
No, bro. There's like Banana Fish got an anime adaptation after like 20 years, bro. I mean, come on. Like,
bro,
Kaiji got
cope.
An anime adaptation after like 8 years. Bro, please.
Bro,
this
bro. Cope.
No, bro. Come on, bro. Please. Don't do this to me, bro.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, bro. JoJo didn't get a good anime adaptation for like 20 years. Yeah? Yeah?
I mean, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Fire Punch even popular enough, though? I don't know if it's very popular.
Probably not. But it is very good. Yeah. Anyway, You know what, Fire Punch? Kind of edgy, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of edgy themes.
Yeah.
You know what else has some edgy themes in it?
Lay it on me, dude.
You know Tsukihime?
Dude, I love, especially in that visual novel when the...
No, bro, don't do it, bro. So, Tsukihime, the remake is getting closer.
I'm sure we mentioned before that the remake is real.
Yeah, we did on another episode. We mentioned...
Yeah, yes, we did.
The
we know
trailer
it comes out in
stuff.
August now. August 26th, is it, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I already pre-ordered it, though, lol. But the will of the people. The will of the people... We showed them what we wanted. We said, new Melty Blood. New Melty Blood. Loyal fans know I love Melty Blood.
It's
and
your
finally,
favorite fighting game of all time, right?
Yeah, Melty Blood Actors Again, Current Cut is my favorite fighting game of all time. And finally, they confirmed, and they showed off, they're making a new Melty Blood game. Melty Blood Type Lumina. It's coming to the PS4, the Switch, the Xbox, the PC... Bro, I'm so fucking excited for the new Melty Blood. It's gonna be so good.
Not only that, worldwide release at once, dude.
Worldwide release. It is coming to America, bro.
This year, dude.
Come on, bro. This fucking year. That was so fucking dope when they announced that, bro. You have no idea.
I'm really interested to see what they do with it because it's Tsukihime and not like Melty Blood characters.
There's yeah,
like,
it takes
no
place... It takes place a little before and during Tsukihime, mostly during Tsukihime. So there's no Melty Blood characters, but they said the roster is going to be like 12 characters or something. And all they've shown so far is Shiki, Arkid, Seal, and Akiha. So that leaves room for a lot more characters.
There's obviously going to be Kohaku and Hitsui.
Yeah.
So that's 6. So like about like four more characters. Who knows what they'll do?
Well,
they gotta do Nero Chaos. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. Well, they're definitely doing Nero, but here's the thing. They also announced with the Tsukihime remake recently that they're not adapting the Far Side of the Moon routes.
Yes,
it's only
the Arcade and Shield route.
For now. They're gonna do the Far Side of the Moon routes, but for now in the remake it's only gonna be the Arcade and Seal routes. Which means there's the villain of the Far Side roots, not gonna be a Melty Blood, I can almost guarantee that. Yumizuka, most of her stuff happens in the Far Side of the Moon roots. I don't know if she's gonna be playable in it either. Unless they change it. They might change it. So Yumizuka is a slight possibility. Roa, probably gonna happen.
Like even though Neko Arc isn't in the original Tsukihime, Neko Arc gonna be in Melty Blood, let's face it. Like, Neko Arc is like
the
Neko bad
Arc
guy.
is in the original Tsukihime on like the game over screens, but Neko Arc was never like canon in any of the games. She's just a silly little character. So Neko Arc, I think, stands a chance. Yumizuka, possible. Nero Chaos, definitely. Roa, most likely. But here's the thing. Here's the big gamble, okay?
Oh, dude.
There's still room. There's still some room. But who else could possibly be in? Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you, Aihiko.
Aihiko, dude!
For people that have never played Tsukihime or know nothing about it, Aihiko is the best friend of the main protagonist, Tonoshiki. He is a regular dude. He has no powers.
Such a regular dude.
He's not story significant at all. At points, in some routes, he's barely in the game. However, Aihiko is based as fuck. And
we love him.
And they put other ridiculous characters in the Melty Blood. Aihiko was never in any Melty Blood game. Come on. It's
finally
his time.
And then they even trapped him in Carnival Phantasm. He did the intro for like one frame. And I think he did like the middle of the episode title card like once, and that's it.
They need to add Aihiko to Melty Blood. Us Aihiko fans are tired of Aihiko being shafted. Most people, when they complain about the Tsukihime anime, even if they even choose to acknowledge it, they're like, it has filler. It's such a short anime, it has filler. They could have just done a better adaptation instead
of
adding filler.
Dude, Aihiko
nah,
in that anime
you don't get
is
it.
Awesome.
You don't get it. You don't fucking get it, bro. Aihiko is in that filler. Aihiko gets a lot of screen time in the filler of the Tsukihime anime. The filler of the Tsukihime anime is the best part of it. When they just go to a carnival and Aihiko is like, so, three bitches on your dick, huh? Which one?
I remember I saw someone complaining about that episode online. They're like, there's only like 12 episodes and it takes one episode to put a filler theme park. But nah, dude,
you
that
don't
episode
get
is
it, bro.
Awesome.
Alright, listen! That's called bars, buddy! You don't know nothing about that! Fuck, man, I love Aihiko, and finally he's gonna get his time to shine. I can
this
almost taste
this
it.
This is like the biggest chance he's ever gonna have.
I can almost fucking taste it. But yeah, all the stuff we've talked about so far, this is stuff that happened, or we consumed while I was, in the new Connecticut.
Yeah, like, that's probably what we would have talked about if we did a podcast last month.
Well, there's one more thing as well.
Oh?
So, whenever I wasn't playing Persona 5 Strikers or reading Fire Punch or something, me and the boys, me and Dylan and, quite often my brother Danny, and I think
once or twice
my brother Andy, we played a lot of Fall Guys Season 4. Now, broski fans, no. Fall Guys is the funny game for us broskies. We played a lot of Season 1. We talked about it many podcasts ago.
And we even said, can't wait to play Season 2.
We didn't play Season 2 at all. It was shit. Season 2 was fucking shit. Season 3, well, I don't think we talked about it, but we did play a little bit of Season 3.
I played for one day, but you
but
played
season
a little 4? More than you.
Season 4, bruh. Bruh. We played so much fucking Season 4 while I was in Connecticut. Oh my fucking god. We reached like level 40 in the past in like less than a week.
We haven't played it in a couple weeks, but we played a lot at the beginning of Season 4. Because
we like burned ourselves out, and even then I think we'll probably return for Season 5, and we might even go back soon. And finish the pass before Season 4 is over. We played so much fucking Fall Guys. There were days when we played like 5 hours of Fall Guys without stopping. It was fucking insane. And listen. It might sound like, why did you guys play Fall Guys if it's not that good? Nah, you don't get it. Fall Guys Season 4 slaps. It's probably the greatest season of the game so far. And
yeah,
Season 1 was awesome as fuck.
The thing with it is that Season 2, we noticed a pattern. The worst games were always the Season 2 ones. Like Wall Guys, I think it is. Why?
Wall
Who made
Guys
that minigame?
Fucking awful.
Whoever made that minigame deserved to be fired.
Whoever at Mediatonic made Wall Guys, you will never find love. And if you do have love, if you have a wife or a girlfriend, I hope she cheats on you. Fuck you.
Jesus.
Fuck Wall Guys. That game sucks. And like all the other, like the even like the obstacle course Season 2 games are like the worst obstacle courses. There's one where like you have to traverse two things of roly spike things, and
oh
if
God,
you fall
dude.
Off either of them, it sends you back to the first one. Nah, you can't do that. You gotta put a checkpoint in between them.
Everyone called Fall Guys a dead game, but it It's really not. Like, if you look at the numbers, like, I remember going on Twitch one day, and Among Us was, like, 7,000 viewers, and Fall Guys was, like, 34,000, and this was, like, right before Season 4.
Fall Guys is a pretty bustling game. The issue is people say it's a dead game because it fell off a lot from Season 1, but that's just because Fall Guys Season 2 did suck. But Fall Guys was the current obsession when Season 1 was happening. Everyone was playing Fall Guys.
The trend
Everyone.
Ended. But like, it still had a very good player base.
Yeah, and now Fall Guys is just the size of a normal game.
It's also
pretty
big in Japan. Japan's market for like Fall Guys and Apex Legends is huge.
Yeah. Virtual YouTubers fucking love Fall
Guys. Yeah, even
Guys,
to the
dude.
Point they put Kazuna Ai in the game.
Yeah, and me and Dylan both got the Kazuna Ai costume. It was awesome. Yeah, Fall Guys is a great game. And, I mean, a lot of people, when they saw Epic Games bought the rights to Fall Guys, they were like, nah, the game dead. Fall Guys has only gotten better since Epic Games bought them.
And they're going to add crossplay.
Yeah, they're promising us crossplay. They confirmed a Switch port is coming this summer. I'm going to get to play Fall Guys with my girlfriend? Come on, bro. Fall Guys is gonna pop off even more soon. The new Fall Guys era is coming. It's fucking coming, dude. Now, Fall Guys, that was the obsession, like, during the summer of quarantine, summer 2020. As you know, kind of like in The World Ends With You, which we will talk about later, trends are always coming and going. You gotta follow the charts. And right now, the number one trend is most certainly... Yeah, I'll give you a hand. Mommy Bobo!
Dude.
Friday Night Fucking is pretty good. Me and Dylan both.
Friday Night what?
Friday Night Sex? Friday Night Funkin' is a Newgrounds Flash game. Is the kids' recent obsession. All the kids love Friday Night Funkin'. And me and Dylan have played Friday Night Funkin', and it's, it's pretty fucking good. It's a fun rhythm game with a great soundtrack. They announced a Friday Night Funkin' Kickstarter, and if they reach 3 million, they'll port the game to PlayStation 1. So please, if you hear this distress signal, donate as much money as you have. Like, you don't just dump your entire bank account on the Kickstarter so that we can get the PS1 version of Friday Night Funkin', because that'd be funny. I myself donated around $40 for the cassette bundle. The game with the cassette, and my name will be in the credits. Friday Night Funkin's a great game.
Yeah, I do want to donate to I haven't yet, but I do want to donate to the Kickstarter. I saw this game everywhere, and I never played it. Never really batted an eye. And then one day I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm gonna play this game. So I played the game in call for my homies. I was really bad at it. I couldn't do a song in normal mode. Everyone was just like, haha, he sucked out. But then the next day, I just woke up and I'm like, I'm gonna play this game on hard mode. And I beat the whole game on hard.
Now.
No problem.
I'm calling this the Friday Night Funkin' Phenomenon. Because I played a little bit of Friday Night Funkin', I dabbled in it. When it was just 3 weeks, I played like the first week on Newgrounds. Months later, I downloaded off itch.io and I played a little bit. I can beat week one on hard, but... Week 2 and everything beyond, nah, can't do it non-hard mode. But after seeing Dylan conquer the whole game of hard, I'm like, psh, I know I'm better than Dylan.
He can't be better
at game
than me? No, this is impossible.
I know I'm better at, like, I'm better at every video game than Dylan. Dylan might be a better person than me, he's better at art, he's often funnier than me. He's definitely cuter than me, he's smarter than me, but the one thing I'm better than Dylan at is video games. And that's on God. So I boot up Friday Night Funkin', knowing that I'm not very good at it. And guess what? The Friday Night Funkin' phenomenon hit me. Suddenly, I was just good at Friday Night Funkin'. I try week 3, cause I do warm up
you
on
kept,
week 1, okay?
You kept hyping up like, I can't beat week 2, I can't do it, too hard. And then you did it first frickin' try!
So I did week 1 as a warm up. I knew I could beat week 1 on hard easy. I'm like, I can't do spookies, so I'm gonna try week 3, because Dylan told me week 3 is easier. And I have tried to beat the song Philly on week 3, because that's my favorite song on the soundtrack, and I couldn't do it before. I beat Pico first try. Come on. I'm feeling like I got at this point. I go back to week 2, conquered it. I conquered Spookies and South first try. But he will never beat Week 4. Come on. Week 4 has the hardest song in the game, MILF. Song 1 Week 4, easy. Song 2, easy. First try on both of them. MILF comes around. Everyone's expecting me to die. Man, I beat MILF on first fucking try, bro. I'm a god at this point. Week 5, I died a lot on week 5. Don't know what came over me, but I did conquer it eventually. Still haven't beat week 6, but Friday Night Funkin', great game. And I might think, well, why don't you play week 7? Well, I would like to, but my computer doesn't like Newgrounds for some reason. And every time I try to play week 7, it goes on 14 FPS. So, anyone that can enjoy week 7, I'm glad for you, but I can't be on anything other than easy, and easy is even a struggle because of how low the FPS is for me.
Yeah, Friday Night Funkin' is a game I'm glad to see the success in. I mean, not like I'm not glad in success of a lot of games, but like, I think it deserves it. I don't know, it's not often you see like a game that's basically a celebration of Newgrounds just blow up.
Yeah, Newgrounds rarely makes it to mainstream. Of course, we got, like, the behemoth games like Alien Hominid and Castle Crashers that got, like, physical releases and stuff like that. And then you have, like, Super Meat Boy and The Binding of Isaac, Emmett McMillan stuff. But other than that, like, nothing born on Newgrounds ever really leaves Newgrounds. So it's kind of based. Friday Night Funkin' is getting so big. Oh, another thing that kind of reached mainstream success from Newgrounds is the people that made Henry Stickman went on to make Among Us, which makes Among Us kind of Newgrounds born. And I'm just saying.
All right, where's Among Us in Friday Night Funkin'?
Among
Come
Us
on,
week will definitely happen in the full Come Friday Night Funkin' game. It's 100% guaranteed. Among Us week will happen. The sus
Dude, imagine
week.
Boyfriend, he's like, ah! And then the Among Us guy comes in and he looks at me and goes,
and then in the third song, the Among Us crewmate takes off his mask and turns out he's an imposter. And then the song is like, bitch, why you acting sus? Why you acting sus? Why you acting sus now? Stupid little bitch. Why you acting like imposter? Why you acting like a monster? So yeah, that's fucking awesome about Among Us and Friday Night Funkin'. Donate to the Kickstarter. It's a cool game.
Now don't get me wrong, the fanbase sucks. It really does suck, but I'm glad the game is big.
Yeah, it's a bunch of cringe little kids, and if they're not cringe little kids, then it's grown-ass men that just get really upset about the mod quality in Friday Night Funkin'. Like, you do realize these are free mods, right, bro? Probably made by children. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
calm down.
Kibi made an animation for Friday Night Funkin' and it blew up. And the comment section on the video is golden because it's just a bunch of stupid kids commenting stuff like, boyfriend, this is my face when I poop.
Poop. Ah, spooky month. Lol. Yeah, Friday Night Funkin' crazy. I can't think of any fan base worse than Friday Night Funkin' right now. Except maybe one. The Broskies.
What?
This season in anime? No, not the Broski fanbase.
Oh.
The Broskies beat this season in anime. We've been watching. So, there's 4 anime we've been watching this season. This is the first time me and Dylan have ever participated in a season of anime.
Yeah, like and, the most active we've ever been.
So, we've been watching 4 of them. We're gonna start with this one. Because I'm segueing. I'm using it to segue. Friday Night Funkin' has an awful fanbase. But the Nagatoro fan base is just racist.
I mean, I'm sure everyone's seen it like a day or two before we recorded this. There was a thread on Twitter of someone getting super mad about the translations and Nagatoro-san. And it devolved into a thread of racism, transphobia, and yeah.
Yeah, like the first post is like, Nagatoro should not be saying sus in the first and third episode. Sus is recent lingo invented for Among Us, which is not, by the
which
way.
Which is not
but,
true. Sus is just... And, it's
and then, like, 8 tweets later, he's just like, you will never pass! If you like, are trans, what? Then you would... What the... Bro! Calm down!
Bro, what?
How did we get here? And then, like, apparently this one of the posts, he was like, I'm not defending Nazis, but...
But?
How did we get
what?
Here? What?
What
happened?
But what?
Now, you might be thinking, well, they just said the Friday Night Funkin' fan base is horrible, but the game is good, so they're probably going to say the same thing about Nagatoro,
no.
Right? Nope. It's bad. It is bad. It's not very good. I give it like a strong 4 to a light 5 right now. Yeah. I could see some people enjoying...
I mean, if you like the show,
enjoying...
I'm happy for you, but I don't
if
like
If you
it.
Find enjoyment in Nagatoro... I can see people enjoying Nagatoro. I just do not like it. I am excited every Saturday to watch it because I get to watch it with Dylan and my beloved girlfriend, Sophie. But, it's not good. It's not a good show. I just enjoy watching it because it's funny to dunk on it. Last week when we watched it, we had a lot of fun because they were doing some thing where Senpai was looking at Nagatoro's boobs, blah blah blah. It's the same comedy every episode. Nagatoro teases Senpai for being horny and wanting to look at her boobs because he's like a pervert, I guess. I don't fucking know. But I was just staring at my screen blankly and it suddenly hit me. This is supposed to be like funny. Like they intend for people to like laugh at this. So I just started laughing because I was like, sorry guys, I just imagined someone just watching Nagatoro and laughing at every
laughing
joke.
Like a maniac.
So we decided to emulate it, and every time they made a joke like that, we just started scream laughing. So Nagatoro would be like, Senpai, why are you such a sussy baka? And then everyone in the car would be like,
and it was way more intense than that. Oh my god.
Or no, I was like screaming, like my throat was sore as fuck.
Nagatoro... If you watch a Danganronpa stream, you know sometimes Matthew likes to do visual gags that no one can see. He does that just out of stream too. He picked up his chair and started shaking it for this gag.
Yeah, when Nagatoro...
No one could see that.
Well, I didn't know that Nagatoro said sus in the third episode as well, so when she said it, I started screaming and I picked up my chair and started, like, laughing. But no one could see it. I scared the shit out of my dog, though.
That poor dog.
But yeah, Nagatoro is not very good so far. But it's, like, not horrible. I would say I'm enjoying Nagatoro... I'd say Nagatoro is third place in the 4 weekly anime.
I mean, everyone compared Nagatoro to Yuzaki-chan, and I've seen Yuzaki, so I'll compare it real quick. It's still way better than Yuzaki.
Saw the last two episodes of Yuzaki. I watched the last two episodes of Yuzaki-chan with Dylan. It's better than Yuzaki-chan. There's no redeeming qualities in Yuzaki-chan.
Both shows have the... It's like, if you don't like the main girl, you won't like the show, right? But Nagatoro is more of a character than Yuzaki. And, like, Nagatoro knows she's, like, an asshole or whatever. Yuzaki is just all over the place that she's irredeemable. I've already went into this before. I hate her. She's not
Nagatoro,
a good character.
Sophie doesn't get it, but Nagatoro's character makes sense to me.
It makes
like,
sense.
She's just one of those bullying types where she bullies the person she likes. It's clear she wants to fuck Senpai. I don't care. But it's clear that's what her character is. She has the hots for Senpai.
Yuzaki-chan
because she gets mad
no
whenever someone like... Uzaki's fucking weird. Because I can't even pimp... I don't even remember what her character was because it was so all over the place. In the end of it all, on a scale of Uzaki-chan to Rent-A-Girlfriend, Nagatoro is in the middle of...
Yeah, definitely. We mentioned Rent-A-Girlfriend, right? Rent-A-Girlfriend,
yeah, we did review
not very good in the beginning, but it's like an okay show at the end.
Rent-A-Girlfriend is a... decent 6 out of 10. I will watch the second season.
The second season will probably be a lot better because they've already, like, over the... It's established and it's...
Yeah, they've already established the characters, which is what the first half of the season was suffering from. But we already talked about that show. I'm done with Nagatoro now. Like, I'm not done, like, watching it. But
oh, yeah,
I'm
we'll probably talk about
the
shows again in, like, a month or two.
Yeah, probably when they're done, we'll talk about them again. Nagatoro is... probably the third worst anime we're watching this season, in my opinion. Out of the four anime we're watching, it's third place, is what I'm saying. Now, what's the worst anime we're watching this season? You know, bro. I think you know.
Of course I know.
My Hero Academia Season 5.
You just this said My cannot, Hero was voiced in Nagatoro-san. Nah.
This show cannot catch a fucking break. Every season it gets worse. And this season is just awful so far. It's not fun to watch. I can't.
I mean, it's
like,
only three episodes. We can't judge it too much, but they haven't been very good first three episodes.
We've watched four seasons so far, though, and it's just not getting better. Like, it was the best it was seasons one and two.
Now, let's hold up real quick. So, the first episode of season five is like episode 90 overall. It's an episode introducing all the characters again. Bro, this is like episode 90,
it's filler,
I know
and
them.
It's filler, and it's fucking filler. It's just them doing some practice again, where, oh, some of the other students are pretending to be villains, and they have to test their ability to save people skills. How many fucking times have I seen them do this, dude? How many fucking times? And then the next episodes weren't much better either. Like, they were better, but they weren't that much better. Like, at least I can have fun making fun of Nagatoro. In the end, when all the shows are said and done, Nagatoro will probably have a lower score than My Hero Academia Season 5. But I have been enjoying watching Nagatoro more than My Hero Academia, even though My Hero Academia is the better made show. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's like 20 episodes of My Hero or something. It's gotta get a little better. I mean, isn't this season gonna focus on Endeavor or something? I've heard people say they like Endeavor from this arc or whatever the frick.
Yeah, but the same people that say that Endeavor is a good character are the same people that say Bakugo is a good character, and Bakugo still isn't a good character five seasons in.
I say this like almost every time we talk about My Hero. Why do people like Bakugo? He's just an asshole. There's no redeeming character.
Oh, I love Bakugo. He's such a tsundere. He's not a tsundere. He's just a tsun. There's no dere. He's just an asshole. Fuck Bakugo. There's no redeeming qualities about that guy. Yeah,
there's
My Hero Academia
is... There's like maybe one episode where I was like, oh, is he gonna become a good kid? No.
Nope.
No, he isn't.
Never. Yeah, My Hero Academia is the worst series this season so far. The one I've enjoyed watching the least. We're gonna save one of them for last, so the only remaining series we can talk about right now is To Your Eternity. I wasn't originally gonna watch this one, but Dylan roped me into watching it because he's watching it. We're watching it separately, but we're both watching it. The manga for To Your Eternity was made by it's the same manga as the manga for A Silent Voice, which is probably the best anime movie ever, in my opinion, to be honest. Maybe Howl's Moving Castle. I might like Howl better, but A Silent Voice is, like, top tier.
So, like, you hear this, you're like, oh, so it's, like, another cute slice of... No, it's, like, completely... It's,
no,
like,
it's
a
weird
supernatural shonen, almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this... It was... It's supposed to be a shonen, and I'm pretty sure there's gonna be fighting in it, but, like, there wasn't any fighting in the first two episodes. Look. I might be sounding like I'm being negative, but To Your Eternity is really fucking good so far, in my opinion. Like, I don't think it's gonna be a 10 or anything, but
the first three episodes so far have been really solid.
Yeah, so like episode 1 was probably my favorite episode because it could be its own contained story. Mm-hmm. Like that, you could just watch episode 1 of To Your Eternity and be done. It could just end there. And it was really awesome. It was sad, but it was dope. But then episode 2 had its own thing going for it. They introduced a new character, March. Good. Episode 3 was, at first, I wasn't feeling it, but then by the end of it, I thought it was a good episode.
By the end of it,
episode
I was like, whoa!
Episode 3 is where the action comes in, and I think To Your Eternity is the most brutal show I've ever seen in my entire life. The action, I've read, like, gory stuff, like Chainsaw Man and stuff, and some of the stuff in JoJo Part 1's pretty gory, and, I've seen gory stuff. When I watch a bear's nose get bitten off violently by a wolf, nah.
Like a
nope,
tiny little
wolf
biting off
I'm good.
A giant bear.
And it was like
bear.
Gnawing off his nose. Oh, I was eating dinner while I watched the episode. Oh, fucking Christ.
No.
That part was horrible to watch, dude. I was like, oh, okay, stop, fuck. And then like this one part where the bear like claws at the wolf and like rips off his bottom torso and like one of the wolf's guts is hanging out for a second before it regenerates, because this wolf is a special wolf. You just have to watch the show, it's hard to explain. But oh fuck, that was gross, but it's a good show so far. It's looking like
I'm looking
the next
forward
episode
to see where it
and
goes.
Stuff it's gonna be this, it's gonna enter like the main core of the story, because they're gonna go to some city or something. It is good, though. It is the best show that we're watching this season. But it's not... I don't think I'd say it's my favorite show to watch, because I don't have any prior attachment to Your Eternity like I do to the second, my second favorite show to watch this season, which is, of course, the World Ends With You anime adaptation. Now, World Ends With You fans, we've been eating this past year or so. They've given us an anime adaptation, and we're getting a sequel soon, but let's talk about the anime first. So the anime is going okay so far. I would never recommend the anime over the game to anyone, but the anime is like fine so far. I'm enjoying watching it.
Yeah, they changed a bit of things. The pacing's obviously a lot different because it's only like what, 12 episodes or something.
Yeah, they've changed some. They changed some stuff around. One of the big twists at the very beginning of the game, they moved it. They've moved some stuff. Like there's a part where the main character Neku finds out like why they're in the Reapers game, and in the original game it's told to him a lot different than it is in the anime, and I like how the game handles it a lot better, but like the anime is still fine. Yeah, it's good so far, but like some things could be better. The end, was it the end of the episode? I don't think it was the end of the episode. Maybe it was.
What is it?
The episode, at the end of episode 3, when Neku's about to enter his second week, I thought that was a really good scene.
Yeah, I like that.
It started playing the song that plays on the main menu of the game. I was like, damn, that's a good song choice. Where he's like, I've already taken your second entry fee. And it's like, bah, bah. Bah, 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 bah. I thought that scene was awesome. That was like the best part of the show so far. But I am enjoying the World with You anime so far. Me and Dylan have been replaying through the original game, just because it's my second favorite game of all time, and I think Dylan really likes the game too. Mm-hmm. Spiny differences and stuff. The game is still good as fuck. Still one of the greatest games ever made, in my opinion.
It's in my top. World with You, very good.
But the anime just cannot compare. I wasn't expecting the anime to be able to compare anyway. But more exciting than the anime is after 12 years, I think the game came out like 12 years ago? 13 years ago? 14 years ago?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since the game came out. We're finally getting a sequel. And while the sequel is not like a DS game, it's not going to be a touchscreen game. It will be on PS4 and PC. It looks like it's going to be like a 3D... World Ends With You
action
without
RPG
touch controls.
Almost.
Yeah. It's looking like it's gonna lose kind of some of what made the original game unique, but the story and stuff is still gonna be there. Still the same people behind it. I'm very excited for Neo, The World Ends With You. I think it's gonna probably be a pretty good game. I have faith. The thing I'm most worried about it for is the possible connection to Kingdom Hearts.
The possible connection to Kingdom Hearts, yes.
Because Broski fans know, me and Dylan really fucking did not like Kingdom Hearts 3 at all. Like, at all. Like, we fucking hated Kingdom Hearts 3.
I wouldn't say hate, like, if I rate it, I'd give it like a 5 or 6 out of 10. But I
just
didn't like it.
Yeah, but okay, the game is like a 5 or a 6, but the issue is, because the rest of Kingdom Hearts is so good, it escalates my disdain for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Because, like, Kingdom Hearts, like, 2, I want to say, maybe 358. Definitely 2. Kingdom Hearts 2 is like one of my favorite games of all time. Kingdom Hearts 2 is stellar.
I know I'm in the minority when I say this, but Kingdom Hearts 1 is one of my favorite games of all time. And Kingdom Hearts 358 is my second favorite in the series, and it has the best story in the series. I love 358, and I love the first Kingdom Hearts. And 2 is also an amazing game. And then, like, Birth by Sleep and Dream Drop Distance are both great games. Chain of Memories, the original Game Boy Advance version, that game's great too. 3 is just not good.
Yeah.
But we've been over this so many times. People talking about possible connection between Neo, The World Ends With You and Kingdom Hearts 3. Please don't. Please fucking don't. Today, Nomura said in an interview, Nomura is the guy that's director of Kingdom Hearts 3, and he does character design and some story elements for The World Ends With You series. Nomura said in an interview that Neo and Kingdom Hearts 3 are not connected.
He said they're two separate Shibuyas.
He could be capping, though.
Yeah, he could be capping, though.
Nomura seems like someone to me that is a notorious capper.
I know, I don't want to name it. There is one game where the, what do you call it? I don't know. The dev team is like, oh, yeah, these games are not connected. And then they ended up being connected. Like, they will gaslight you. Do not trust these interviews.
Yeah. They are trying. Do not trust them. Do not believe them. They are trying to gaslight you.
They want to gaslight you, so when it happens, you're like, but they said it wasn't. They said it wasn't. What?
Yeah, man. I just hope I don't play the world, Neo the World Ends With You, and then suddenly Sora is like, fire! Freeze!
Yeah, I'm not super worried, because I do have faith in the team behind the World Ends With You, because it is a separate team than Kingdom Hearts, right?
Yeah,
like,
but Nomura
is like the only same dude
in
whatever, and he didn't handle the story.
Yeah, he does. I don't think he does like the story. He does the character design. I think he has a hand in the story. I don't know. Does he do the story? Let me check. Let's creep this out. Arby's kicking up Fajita style.
Nomura is the character designer of the World Ends With You, as well as one of the main producers of the game.
Yeah, but he doesn't write the story, so we might be safe. But who knows? Maybe not.
I mean, even if it does happen, it might not be too horrible.
It could still be good.
Yeah.
The Twilight Town world and Dream Drop Distance, which is currently the only connecting thread between Kingdom Hearts and The World Ends With You, was still pretty fun. I do not like how randomly they spoil the very end of The World Ends With You at the end of that world when they didn't have to.
If you're interested in The World Ends With You and you're playing Kingdom Hearts, I highly recommend playing The World Ends With You before you play Dream Drop Distance, because they drop a major spoiler.
They didn't even have to. It had no bearing. It had no bearing on what happened.
They didn't need to do it at all.
They just did it. They just fucking did it. Cause fuck you.
Last hour of the game spoiler or something. Like, huge.
Yeah. Man, fuck Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance. It's a pretty good one though. Anyway. I think that's about it for the episode. We talked about everything we wanted to.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching the Mr. Beast podcast. As we do end every episode, we will now sing the Mr. Beast song.
Hey, Jimmy. I was wondering if I could get a wage, because I haven't been able to afford my bills recently, Jimmy. Me, Carl Jacobs, and I can't really get a job anywhere, because the only thing I'm putting on my resume is Mr. Beast friend.
Let me tell you this, Carl.
Okay.
I'll give you a raise. Okay. But you can't compete by swinging on this swing, being the last person standing. You can get $1 million, but Chandler will get $2 million. Anyway, thanks for watching.